Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the show. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. I'm Psychic Journeyman, and it's June 9th, 2001. We're broadcasting from Circleville, Ohio, Midwest. Today's topic is angels. Do they communicate through our dreams? And what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about angels, dreams, communications. If you want to, you can call in, tell us your stories about your angels' encounters and how they've communicated with you. Later on the show, we're going to talk and we're going to do free angel readings. And basically, this week we have no guests on the show. What we're going to do is we're just going to talk and communicate and just do the whole thing and see what's up. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-721-9031. It's one of those situations of angels. We all talk about angels. We hear stories about angels, and we're just fascinated with the whole thing. But still, in the back of our minds, some of us still think and wonder, do they really exist? And that little voice that talks to you, is that really my angels talking to me? Or what is that whole thing that's going on? But the only thing I can really tell you is, from my point of view, I've had a couple encounters that I can't distinguish and say, okay, you know, hey, that's not who it was. Because some of the communications I've got are so precise and right to the point that I can't dismiss it. So, you know, I've had a couple encounters myself. And what we're going to do today is we're going to wait until about 30 minutes into the show before we actually start doing any readings. But you're more than welcome to call in before then and tell us your stories. The biggest story that I've ever had in my whole life is how I actually started doing this kind of work was when I was 10 years old. I was in a drowning accident where I was actually on the water for 20 minutes. I had drowned. I was actually declared dead, and I had an out-of-body experience. Excuse me. But the only thing different with the situation with mine was I did not see any tunnel. I did not see anything. I just felt a presence around me the whole time I was there. I actually remember sitting next to a lawn chair, watching the people rescue me from the river, which was kind of a strange encounter because I never realized what this was all about until many years later when I actually talked to somebody who knew what was going on, because I'm actually from a family of Baptists, and basically they didn't want to talk about it. It's one of those taboo things you just don't talk about. Out of body experience, especially in my family. I'm not talking about all Baptists, but most in my family, that's the way it was. So with the situation and everything going on like that, it was really kind of crazy. So, you know, that was one of those situations that I went in, drowned, come out, where I just seemed like I knew more about things. And I feel like it was because I was aware of the angels, my guides, and everybody around me. So therefore, I guess you would say it's really connecting me to my intuition. So what we'll do right now is, why not just take a couple calls anyway and see what's up. Hello? This is caller area code 818. How you
Hi.
Doing today?
Good. I was calling, you said to call back in 30 minutes for readings, right?
That's right, but, you know, if you got any stories that you want to talk about, any story, you know, about angels that you've encountered or any kind of communication, or maybe dreams.
Well, my story would be that when I was 7, and an angel appeared to me where I was sleeping, and I saw this beautiful, it was just incredible, that lit up the room. Mm-hmm. Was sleeping, and I just always knew from then on that I was chosen to somehow help others. And so in this all my life, it seems like no matter if you would ask me for something, I would always try to find a way or a solution. I wouldn't say help find it. I'd say I'll be back. And then I find that my angels, how they communicate to me is that they'll keep on like you take like a pot and you bang on it. They'd say like
right.
the same thing over and over again. For instance, I'm trying to help someone get a lawyer for a family issue, and I'd get the name, you know, that I had heard before I knew of someone, and they'd be like, all right, it's enough. I heard it. You know, put the call into that person. Can you possibly help that person? I don't know. I have to just leave it alone and go
right.
from there. So I hope that makes sense, because sometimes you'll hear to keep on doing something over and over. Just a name. It could be a sign 3 times. And I know they're communicating that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I strongly feel that they're there. And right now I'm trying to make my own self in doing card readings myself to help others.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cards do you have?
I have just the angel card, the Doreen Virtue card.
Which deck? She has so many.
Oh, goodness.
Because my deck. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I have healing with the angels, healing with the fairies, Archangel Michael, angel therapy. She just came out with the Angel Raphael healings.
I know. I want to get those. I haven't got those yet. I think Doreen
Virtue
was, like, really incredible. I wish, you know, if you're out there listening to the show, I wish you call in. We'd love to have you on the show, and we'd love to sit here and sit down and talk with you, because I just feel like she's a very fascinating woman. So,
she's wonderful. And her book came out with her new cards, and, you know, it's just been a whole new venture for me. So I was able to...
Yes.
To come over to me and have a reading, you're more than welcome. So that was my way of, you know, I've been asking, you know, for a venue. I've been asking my angels, you know, when they felt I was ready to do this work, that I've basically felt that I've known all along that I've been able to do. And so it's a matter of trust, and faith has to do tremendously to call upon them always, no matter what situation you are, because they're there for you. And, you know, you might think of it as, oh, I'm hearing voices in my head or in your mind, but you're not. You're hearing them. They truly are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel that there's so much to explain to so many people out there that are wanting to know. And I don't think it's that as complicated as everyone is making it out to be. It really isn't.
Well, that's the whole problem with human beings. Sometimes they just take simple things and they just want to make them more complicated. I mean, shoot, if you sit and look at relationships themselves, relationships can be so simple if you would just listen to your guidance and what's actually going on to the actually finding somebody. It's just the idea of listening and also taking it one step further. They help you to feel. So it's not what a person looks like, what you're attracted to. It's the essence of that person. And angels always have a tendency to, I guess you would say, open your solar plex so you can feel that. That's what that little butterflies in your stomach thing, I think, is. When they're sitting there going, that's the person. Don't look for looks. Because if you look for looks, you'll miss it every time. But if you go for what you feel and that connection, it's always there. And if it's not there, it's telling you you're not, that's not the person. You know, there's... And I mean, I'm pretty sure you understand that there's signs everywhere, and those signs are given to you by your angels, and people have a tendency to take signs. They already have a thing conceived in their minds of how they want it to be, so when they see a
mm-hmm.
sign, they try to fit what they think it is into those signs instead of taking the signs for what they are. So, you know,
right,
kind of crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying, because, I mean, some of the situations I was going in, the most confusing part about my situation when I was 10 years old and I drowned was I always heard these stories about the tunnel and going through the
mm-hmm.
tunnel and just all these other things, and it just wasn't that way. But I did definitely feel a presence around me that was there. It was like a definite connection from that point on. And then after that point of being around people, of going through the experience, every time I was around people, it wasn't like people sit and say, I have a tendency to stare. It's not I'm staring. It's what I'm picking up with those people. They don't understand what energy is, I don't think. when they look at you and say, what are you looking at? I'm not really looking at you. I'm looking at what you're putting off and the energy that you're giving out. So it's telling me more about you than what's coming out of your mouth.
Exactly. And I find that if you are wanting to educate yourself about it, you need to just start reading as much as you can and also take with what you have been reading. And then, like you just said, you start to just use what you've been reading to understand, and you'll view everything in a whole different light. You don't look at somebody, just like you did say, as a person, as a human being in a physical body. You're looking at them as a spiritual being in this physical body, which really has to do with a lot of training on your part mentally to change your thought and what your thinking process can be.
Oh, that's yeah, definitely. And if you're like, when I guess if there was one of those books out there, I would actually recommend starting off with the first one I started reading about, which is kind of funny after doing this work for so long. It was about 3 or 4 years ago, I picked up a book by Doreen Virtue called Healing with the Angels. And that was a lot of where I just wanted to read one book after another, especially with hers. And another guy that I was really interested in was John Randolph Price, who talks about not just the outer angels, but he talks about the inner angels. And he connects angels with tarot cards, which I thought was kind of incredible and fascinating at the same time, because the 22 higher arcana are actually backed by an angel. Each have an angel, angel of abundance, angel of spiritual understanding. And it helps you to understand that on the inner plane, that basically governing, you know, like if you're focusing on abundance and stuff like that, these angels help those certain areas of your life. And I thought that was very fascinating. So it was like one of those things to start realizing that maybe some of the things I knew about spirituality just kind of opened it up. And it wasn't one of those things where these were the first two books that I actually stopped with. They were just the beginning. But they were really impressive because they were just, she has a book called Healing with the Angels. John Randolph Price had 3 books that I got that I thought were really, really good together because of the 3. It was because one was called Angels Within Us, and then there was the other one, Harnessing Angel Energy. I think I'm saying that right. Yes, it's called Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. And then this other one, which is an older book, very small but very simple but to the point. I mean, this book changed my life, I would say, in 3 days, in 4 days. It's called Super Beings.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, Super Beings was and the reason I suggest that book to anybody and everybody because of the way it came to me. I had lost the book. I couldn't find it, and I wanted to get that book back again because I thought it really contained a lot of information on it. And I just liked the way he proceeded to get the information himself. He was actually learning this stuff at the time he was writing the book, which I thought was incredible because he's learning it, but he's also putting it in play, you know?
Right, exactly.
So I was looking for books. I was looking for this book, and I couldn't find it. And my angels guided me into this bookstore. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I've gone through all the books. I've gone through all the self-help. I can't find it. They told me to go to this. They said, go to the end of the shelf, and you'll find a little shelf at the end. Okay, so I found the shelf. I'm sitting there going, I don't see it. And they said, take those 2 books and push them to the side. And that book was right behind it. So, the reason I... Yeah, so when you look at that kind of thing, you go, okay, they guided me right to that book for a reason. So, I got it back. And I actually found an older edition of the book, which was actually before they kind of edited a little bit more. And it had contained information I was actually looking for that wasn't in the newer version that I'd gotten. So they brought me right to a point where I could actually get what I wanted and I found an older book. So.
And what were the other 2 titles that you told me?
The other 2 were Angels Within Us. Now, see, the Angels Within Us is a really good book because it at the back of it, it actually shows you. It takes each one of these twists. What is this? I'll read the front for you. I'm sorry. The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. And basically, it goes over, each chapter goes over each one of these angels. Each chapter, at the end of the chapter, actually has a meditation, how you can connect with these angels and open those gateways again. And also the same thing in the back of the book, it tells you using combinations on what angels you can use together, like the angel of abundance and the angel of order and harmony to clear out certain blocks in your life to actually get more abundance and figure out what the problem is. You communicate with these angels and through meditation, they communicate with you and they tell you basically what the problem is and how to overcome it. But also the thing I was telling you before about the angels themselves being associated with the 22 higher arcana, it also explains in the back of this book exactly what cards those are, what sign they're attached to, planet energy, everything you can think of. So it covers a lot of information, which helps. I just feel like the more information you know, the more you connect with your angels and your guides and even your guardian angels. So it's like one of those things that's just opening up into the doorway, which is really cool.
That is very cool.
And the thing I was telling you before, too, was I was asking about their deck of cards, because the deck of cards I have, I actually took two decks of Dorian Virtues and put them together. I have an Archangel deck and the Healing with the Angels deck, and I put them together as one deck and basically started building these pyramids where it's basically I take a spread and put down seven cards, and I put six cards on top of those and five until I get to the top of the card. That's a pyramid. And if you ever try that spread, what's so cool about it is it's like in threes. It's in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So basically when you're doing a pyramid, as you put the cards down, there will always be three cards touching each other. And those three cards themselves have meanings of their own. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So you basically did a pyramid with each deck, or just the one, or the combination of the two combined?
It's a very big deck. It's a very tall deck. Yeah, so it's like I put them both together. And it's,
right.
And when I did that, it just, you know, I've had readings where people, you know, I don't know if you've had readings before where people come in and they go, I'm not going to tell you nothing. And I start putting down these cards, and I start realizing that when you put down the first seven cards, it's like a pyramid. It's like...
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really...
Yes, and I'm just saying, I usually don't suggest people to use that spread, because it's like when I'm talking about angels, honestly, if everybody would just listen to their angels, and of course this is my opinion, but I just feel like if everybody would take that opportunity every day, and you can call it meditation or prayer or whatever you want to call it in the morning, and just connect with your angels and say, you know, I like to have a great day, and I guarantee you would have a great day. So, you know, and I tell people all the time with angel cards, and I'm pretty sure you've said the same thing. Angel cards are more of a way of just, I wouldn't say communication. I just feel like when you put the cards down, before you even put the cards down, you probably already get information that's coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that sometimes when you're doing readings for people, I think the reason the angels would like you to have some kind of something to sit there and look at, it helps them to connect with you better. Not to connect with the angels better, because I think that communication, the more you do that, that connection is already there, and it just keeps getting stronger every time you do a reading or every time you open yourself up to somebody and help them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Correct. Well, that was my whole, you know, to see how it's going to turn out at my coffee gallery. I've been given the green light to go over there and, you know, see how that will turn out. So that was real exciting for me, because I've been asking. So. Just a matter of, you know, going ahead and doing this. So I've been
you look at the situation, it seems like a very positive situation, very good. But the one thing that comes to me the quickest is not like an answer saying, yes, you're going to be very successful. It's the ideal of telling you, make your success.
Mm-hmm.
Affirm it to you every morning. Because it's like you really enjoy what you do. And I just feel like it's like in the morning, just give me a great day would be simply a good affirmation for you, because it's like once you put yourself in the element, you seem to, it just seems to consume you, which is a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. But totally. Because when you're happy with what you're doing, it just seems to just overflow.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing your, you know, radio show right now, and it's something that you really enjoy doing.
Yes, I've gotten really excited about this whole thing, because I didn't realize it was so easy to do this, because it's something I've been wanting to do for the last year and a half, basically, probably longer than that. It's always been my dream to do this, because I just wanted to find a different format to actually communicate to a lot more people. And I love what I do, don't get me wrong, and I still do it, and I just feel like this is just another avenue to just increase people I reach, and I just feel like it's one of those things where if someone came to me and did get a reading, after doing something like this, you just feel like this is definitely what you're meant to do, and it just you're able to open up even more. I mean, the one thing that just threw me off the most, I don't know how you deal with it, but it's like being a medium. That kind of throws me off sometimes, but it's not the ideal of doing it. It's the ideal where I've actually given messages. I've given the weirdest messages, I'm telling you. Where I'll be in the weirdest places. I was at actually working for ADT Security Systems. There's a plug for you. And I was sitting there. I was sitting there going over the whole thing. I was sitting at a conference table, and we're doing our morning meeting, okay, getting ready to go out and do some sales. And my angels and my guides or somebody came to me, and then all of a sudden somebody's grandmother came in and said, you need to tell that girl across the table I have a message for her. And I kind of like pushed her off. No. I'm busy. I can't do this right now. And it's like I describe it as being slapped. Not really slapped, but it was just that really the energy behind it. She got my attention, and I said, okay, finally. And you've probably done this before. I mean, after you get a message from angels for the third time, you start listening. You know they're trying to tell you. So this was the third time, and I finally reached the coffee table, and I said, Erica, I know you just started, and you don't know me. Everybody I worked for knew what I did, so they had no problem with it. But this girl just started working there that morning.
Right.
So I was there looking at her going, okay, I have a message for you from your grandmother. And she goes, which one? I said, your father's mother. And she goes, oh, okay. That's kind of funny. She says, my dad called me this morning. He said, you needed to talk to me. I said, yeah, you need to rethink this boyfriend you're with. And I said, that's the biggest thing I keep getting across. And I have a funny feeling your dad's going to tell you the same thing. And that's how the whole thing went. So I was like, man, I said, you know, guys, come on, don't do that again. But, you know, it's one of those things where they feel like the urgency, they do it. It's the same with angels. I mean, I've done angel readings on a park bench. So, you know, was there any other questions that you have? Because we are basically at 37 minutes, so why not start answering some questions, huh?
Oh, what else are my questions?
Yeah, you know, have any more, you know, the whole thing. I mean, the idea with your business and what you're doing, the more you put yourself into the spiritual work, the more you keep doing these angel readings, the more you open yourself up and just let yourself discover all the gifts you have, because you haven't discovered them all, but you're starting to get a kind of a glimpse.
Right, exactly, because I'm just... I'm taking some classes, too, so that's kind of helping me at the same time. I have a teacher who's giving me some good, just opening me up to the different, then it would be the tools to use besides just cards and how to do that. And that's what I'm doing with that.
I will tell you one thing about the situation is like you are a person who doesn't need any tools. You're a powerful woman. You can do these things without the tools. The cards are great. I feel like you're really connected to the cards. They're like your best friend.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That's how I feel that they are too. So that's what's really great about it. You know, and if I can somehow just use it as a tool to help others, but it gives them just to say, oh, well, what's that about? Opposed to, you know, they have no idea. So it's what it is really.
Okay.
And guards, you know, and the books that you're talking about by John Randolph Price, I'm familiar with a few of his work. It's funny because I had just written his name down yesterday on a pad of paper, which is in front of me, and I was looking him up in the library. So here you go.
Okay. Okay, no problem. What I'm going to do is... I'm going to go into someone else, but we don't have any callers. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm sitting looking. I'm looking. I'm going. Okay. We don't. You know, okay. Everybody out there, if you want to call in, and I'm sorry, sweetie, but what's your name again? I'm sorry. I've gotten so caught in the conversation.
Yeah, it's Desiree.
Desiree. Okay.
Yeah.
Just give me 2 seconds just to say this real quick. Right. Today we are basically going over angels. Do they communicate with us through our dreams? You're welcome to call in and tell us your stories about your angel encounters. If you want to call in, the number is 646-721-9031. That is 646-721-9031. We're here until 6. No, we started at 6. We're here until 7. Okay, we're losing our minds. Desiree.
Yeah.
It's going over the freaking thing in my head going, okay, I'll be honest with everybody, this is my first show, so just, you know, just work with me here, and we're trying to get some things going on, okay? But if everybody out there is listening, like my friends, I'm sorry if you're tuning in and you're seeing, oh, he's on at 6, when I should have been on 4. We changed the time, it's at 6, now we're on 7. So let's get back to Desiree, because I feel like she could actually do a reading for me. I'm just kidding. But I feel like, you know, I feel that confident with, I would come to you. You seem like you just have that, people who do this kind of work and really believe in themselves really have a certain kind of aura to them. Has anybody ever told you that they knew there was something different about you, but they just couldn't put their finger on it?
Always.
Because I stand out
in a crowd. I mean, if you're in a classroom and you're a teacher, you would directly just start talking to me only and, like, phase out all the other students. I'm not explaining. That's my light that's so strong. Yeah.
No problem.
So,
you know, it's like
I'm blessed with that light, and so I know that I need to. There's with it. You know, here's a dream situation. I woke up a couple days ago, and it was real vivid.
Mm-hmm. I do have a caller coming in, and I'd like to give him a chance on the line, but I'm not trying to cut you off or nothing like that. I'm really not. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just trying to get as many people on the line as possible. I didn't mean to cut you off or anything like that, and I probably did. If you could, go ahead. Just wrap. I'm just saying, wrap it up in 5 minutes, and I don't know how to put this. It's like, I find you fascinating. I want to talk to you.
Well, you know what? How it is just I'll say thank you for giving me your time. And I had one question. I have a friend of mine who's going through, I think I turned him on to an attorney for family matters. And I'm hoping that this person can take him on. I was wondering, do you think the angels would be able to give us some feeling at all? What do you think?
Set this guy up with a lawyer that you know?
Yeah, I just connected the two of them.
It's all going to work out good. It's one of those things that's going to be, I keep getting this word very clearly where it seems like it's going to be a lengthy situation. I don't know what the situation is, but it seems like the two connecting, you get a confirmation and it is definitely a positive connection. It's just certain things are going to take some time to work themselves out. Your friend's going to be patient with the lawyer because you might get, your friend might get impatient where he doesn't think the lawyer is doing anything when it's just the ideal, certain things have to fall into place. And with the situation you're talking about, you definitely need to sit your friend down and connect with their angels so they can get some patience.
Okay, I'll definitely tell that person that. Yeah, right. Because they don't have that much time. All righty. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much. And, you know.
Oh, you. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's go into area code 310. There.
Okay. Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's your name?
Diana.
Okay, guys, we'll sit here and tell you that this is, I just recognize the voice. This is a friend of mine, so.
Yes, yes, you're doing very well in your first hour.
Thank you. I was going over that thing and I was trying to get some questions. I was just so fascinated with certain things. That,
I know, yeah, she was pretty interesting to talk to. Yeah.
We can talk to Diana. She knows I can talk a lot, so I have a tendency to go a little crazy, but.
Yeah,
two-hour
show
instead of an hour show.
I think so. I think you're going to need, because you're a talker anyway.
Heck yeah. So.
When you're talking and there, and if you're a talker and there, and your caller is a talker, I think you're going to need more time. But anyway, I'm
oh, heck yeah. It was also very fascinating this morning, too. I looked at my freaking horoscope before I went on the air.
Uh-huh.
And it says, don't be scared to share your passion with everybody else.
Well, Sharon, no, you're doing very well. Yeah, you sound.
That was kind of incredible, wasn't it? We're sitting there going, okay. That's the tone for the day.
Yeah, so, you put an order out and you got it for your own show.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you got some stories of your own, because we've had some encounters ourselves, not just communicating with angels, but communicating with your husband who's passed away, and the water balance thing was kind of fascinating itself.
Well, let me tell your listeners how all this happened, just to give them a little background. I've known you, what, 4 years now?
Yep.
Something like that, yeah. And the first time I saw you, I hope that new listeners are listening, the first time I saw you, I said, well, I just moved here. Let's see what's going to go on in my life. And so here's Jean in front of me, and there you are. And I said, the first thing you told me was your mother standing next to you, and she wants to slap your sister. And you pretty much got my attention after that. And I thought that was pretty interesting, yeah. You know.
That was a crazy situation, too, for a reader to pick that up.
Exactly. Yeah. And then months later, you got into my vehicle with my daughter and I, and you sat in there, and for the first thing you said was, I smell watermelon. And my daughter and I looked at each other, and we looked at you, and like, okay, that would only be one person. That would be my deceased husband who left watermelon. And where can you buy watermelon in the middle of January? In the middle of Colorado, so you definitely picked up on his energy there with us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second, my microwave timer's going off. But anyway, I'm doing something else around the house. Hold on. Okay, there we go. So, well, until you have another caller, you want to do a little miniature reading for me, that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll just tell everybody out there who's on the line, you know, just give us 5 minutes. Everybody, I'll get everybody on as soon as we can. The number is 646-721-9031 for talking about angels today and how do angels communicate through dreams. And you can call in and give us your stories. You can tell it. We're answering angel reading. Well, we're doing angel readings. We're answering questions for you, too. So just give us a call in. Go ahead. I mean, you want to do? I can ask a few questions for you too before you go.
Who are my angels?
Huh?
Who are my angels?
Who are your angels? I keep getting Sally, and the biggest one I keep getting with you is because of a lot of things you've gone through. It seems like there is a lot of things you're still healing. So I do really feel like Archangel Raphael is with you. And
Raphael.
I also feel it's not just the healing part of the whole situation. I feel like Archangel Raphael is with you, too, because of you seem to attract money like a magnet. So it's like one of those things of all those things keep going your way, and that's because it seems like Archangel Raphael has been with you quite a long time. And I do feel like Archangel Michael is with you, and that's a strong protector as well.
Okay, great.
So what I would do with what's your situation, and, you know, the thing with your husband, it's definitely one of those things of sitting in the kitchen, and I don't know why kitchen, but sitting in the kitchen and sitting down and talking to him and telling him he needs to move on. You know, he seems to have this thing about, I get the impression of regret. Where he feels like there are certain things he felt like he should have done more of. So it's like, I guess you would sit there and say he's still hanging out, trying to figure out what can he do? Can he change anything? And it's one of those things of having a conversation saying, I feel like with the situation, too, because it was kind of funny, because we've actually talked about a personal situation that you've been going through with an ex-boyfriend as well, and I feel like what the block is him. I feel like he could be the block. It's blocking the other person coming back in your life because there's a presence at that house. You know, like we know for a fact you can't get into the garage. It was a lock thing going on there. And I felt like it was him protecting you too. So we're looking at that situation and saying, okay, let it go. And he needs to be talked to, and nicely. And it's just
nicely.
Time to move on. it just needs to, you know, nicely move on, please. So therefore you can go on with your life.
I well, I
good. I'm sorry.
I've tried doing that over and over, and it just doesn't seem to get me the results that I would like to see. And, you know, I already tried moving to another state, and that was pretty good. It was very relaxing. But I was back over here, you know, beautiful area over there. I was back over here, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, here we go again.
Yeah, Let's schedule time for later on, and we'll sit down and talk about this and come up with a nice plan to deal with the scooting him out the door. And also, anybody else out there who might want to get a private reading with me, all you got to do is contact me on my private line, which is 937-838-6337. I'm sure we could work out something. I'm just not a person who's got everything I do written in stone, but I work with people. I do this work for a reason. But this is all I do, so I have to, I look for compensation for somewhere. So give me a call. I'd be glad to work with anybody who even think about, I do everything you can think of. I answer any kind of questions. I'll even show you how to even connect with your own angels and your own guides and teach you how to do what I do for yourself. So, Diana?
Do you have any other callers right now?
Yes, I do. I got two coming in right now. So I'll be glad to talk to you about this later. And
well, take the next caller, and thank you for everything.
Okay,
you're great.
No problem. Okay, thank you. You have a thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 301, you're on the air. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from California, and this is Vince.
What's your name?
Vince.
Okay, well, you say Vince, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The reason I'm kind of like, the reason I keep asking this, I'm not trying to be, I'm not like I'm not listening, because
right.
I just can't, you're really low, so I can't hardly hear you.
Man, is this any better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people, when I say Vince, they usually say, Dennis? I said, no, Vince. So, anyway.
No, I got you, Vince. I got you going. When's your birthday?
8-10-59.
7-10? 8-10. 8-10?
Yeah.
Okay, 8-10. So you're August 10th,
right?
Right. I'm sorry, guys. I don't work with numbers on that kind of aspect. I'm used to saying, the month and the year, so.
Okay.
Sorry. So you're 8-10, or you're August 10th, which is basically you are a Leo.
Right.
Okay, well, so did you call in and you want to ask a question, or did you have a story about an angel encounter?
I called for a reading.
Okay, no problem. Ask your questions.
Okay. I've been searching for work for a long time. I've ran out of money. My bills are piling up. Collectors calling me. And I'm just wondering, there's three possibilities of a job that may be coming up for me, and I'm wondering if you see them, if any of them are going to come for me, or if I'm going to be screwed or on the streets or what.
Well, see, first of all, Vince, right?
Yes.
Okay, Vince, I want you to do one thing, and then the biggest message I get from my angel is this, stop focusing on the bad stuff, right?
Okay.
I know it's not one of the easy things to do, because we all have a tendency to go to the bad part. But I'm trying to get what I'm saying to you as my angels are saying, you need to stop thinking on the streets. Take that word out of your vocabulary, all that stuff, and start focusing on what you want. Now, the biggest thing I got when you were asking me about the three jobs is I keep getting the third one coming through. Okay?
Okay.
So three came across very strongly, but it was also saying the third one. So I would definitely see that that's the situation I see going on there is that third job. I also somehow we get a feeling on the whole thing that it's not what you really want to do.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay.
My heart and soul lies in acting.
Okay, but what it's saying to you is it's a bridge. So
yeah.
The idea of taking the job takes you somewhere else. Like, you know that.
Yeah.
So that's the one we see going on. I see that happening. I see it very strongly. It's a very powerful, it's actually a very powerful path to go on because it just leads to more and more and more and more.
Okay. Well, one of the things I've been doing too is I had two lawsuits against my former employer, and one is done. I didn't get what I wanted, what I felt I deserved. But the other one, we have a hearing for September 7th. And I'm just wondering with that one, if this is a hearing for a settlement, and I'm just wondering if this one is going to net me enough money to at least pay off all my debts.
I get the impression the second one is going to make it for the first one.
It'll be kind of like the first one?
No, I say it's going to make up for the first one.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's going to make up for that first one. So, you know, but when we were talking about before, what the angels came across, the clearness was saying, focus on what you want, because if you get what you want, the rest of it will not be a problem. Okay?
Okay. And can I ask one more?
One more.
Okay, one more. I sent a headshot and resume to the people, production people at Ghost Whispers, which is one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I love it.
And yesterday I just sent one to, today I just mailed one to Clint Eastwood personally. And I'm just wondering if I'm going to hear from any of them and if they're going to end up using me in one of their shows or if I should just, try elsewhere.
You know, the one thing I can give you on that one is that I get that you will hear from him. I just don't know how it's going to come out. It just seems like it's a very, very positive call where you get the impression, I guess you would say, a lot of positiveness around it. So you feel like something's going to come out of it. I feel like it's not going to be exactly the way you want it to.
Right.
But there's definitely going to be a connection. And I feel like you also got a good reputation.
Yeah, because I've always felt a very strong connection to him. And my two favorite movies he's done, and I always watch it when it comes on, is A Few Dollars More and Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Well, that's what I was saying before when you asked me that first thing, was when we were talking about focus on what you want. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You want to work with Clint. You focus on that, I guarantee. If you get up every morning and write down, I'm going to work with Clint Eastwood 15 times every day, don't be surprised. You won't. You will be definitely. You that whole idea. You will definitely be working with that man.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate the call.
All right. Take care.
You have a great night.
You too.
Bye bye. Okay, we're going to go into area code 603. You're on the air. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I don't know. Oh. I'll be honest. It's kind of like overwhelming right now because this is the first time I've ever actually done this kind of thing, but enjoying it at the same time. So, what's your name?
Good. My name is Amy.
Amy.
And yes, I do have a question. I'm planning on moving in mid to later August to a different state. I am wondering though if a matter that I have, I'm trying to get child support collection enforced from my ex, and I have petitioned the court to have this collected or, you know, have them adjusted or what have you, just so that I do actually get some child support. I was wondering if that is something that can be resolved by that time or if it'll take longer.
No, seriously. There's a this is your ex-husband, right?
Yeah.
Of course it is. I'm just trying to get this in my head because I was like, what's his name? His first name.
His first name is Yomi.
Yomi?
Yomi. Y-O-M-I.
Yomi. You know, I could just, there was actually some things I was picking up myself personally about him, but I can't actually say on the air. Okay, so that was extremely.
I think I may have a good idea of what you mean, but
okay. It's just one of those things where you're going, okay, you know, what if the A word comes up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. But I hate to give people bad news, but the situation, what I keep picking up on is September.
Okay.
So I feel like it's gonna take a little bit longer. I also feel like I was talking with the last caller. If you could just take it and focus on it, on what you want. And the reason I bring this up is I get really intense about this is because we have, as human beings, we have a bad habit of rehashing it, which means we tell our friends. We tell our friends. We tell our family. We tell everybody what's going on. Well, all we're doing is we're basically rehashing that energy, which keeps things from going forward. And it's one of those things. I know it was a hard thing for me to stop doing that, too. And I catch myself still doing it from time to time. But in this situation, it's like you're getting the timing on this whole thing to change in your favor. If you could just change some things real quickly on the whole thing. And like I told the last guy, if you would just take one affirmation and write it down in the morning 15 times.
Okay.
Write a journal. The journal would really help you out. Because I was telling a friend of mine not too long ago that I actually, I take these techniques. I just don't tell everybody to do these things. I also do them myself. And I noticed that when I get away from doing these things, meditations and all that kind of stuff, I start getting a little disarray in my life. And then I go back to it, and then things start settling down. And then I start getting what I want, just like I was before, but I got sidetracked. And that's what I'm saying with this situation. You're focused on the money, and I'm not saying you don't deserve it, but what I'm saying is the solution here is for him, because the money's going to be coming from him, is to focus on how you would want him to do that, which is be more cooperative. And I just feel like if you got up in the mornings and wrote down, what nationality is he?
He's Nigerian.
Okay, Nigerian. No, I don't like this man. I like Nigeria. But
yeah.
It's not going to like Nigeria. Nigeria is the most place I've ever heard of with so many scams.
I say that.
But I get them every day.
Right. So he does have many relatives that I know that are very nice, and from what they tell me, he's nothing like what their family's like.
But his family, I would think, this is what I'm picking up with the situation. His family, they also need to come to terms with themselves, too, to realize that the nut doesn't fall far from the tree. And I hate to say that, but it's the truth. You know, let's everybody look at ourselves, okay? He's a bad boy. Yeah, but, you know, the point is, he's really a good person. It's just his actions we don't like, okay? I think that's what attracted you to him in the first place, because you could see something in him that he can't still see. And that's the problem.
Right.
Until he sees it, you're not going to see it. He thinks that he has to change the world to change him. So we all know that he's got it backwards.
Mm-hmm,
so he needs to turn that around and say, okay, you need to focus on yourself, dude, because, you know, it's like you do not take responsibility for your life. And everybody needs to do this. We need to take full responsibility, 100%, for our own lives and realize that we're the ones making the decisions, and that's why things are happening.
Right.
And with the situation you're going with the child support, I'm not saying you're a bad person, okay? I'm saying that your thinking and the way you've been raised and the way you've been brought up, you're thinking, yeah, I deserve this. And I'm not saying you don't. But the one thing that I've seen in situations having my own business and even doing the psychic work and having my own business, when I focus too much on the money, I have a tendency that everything slows down because I'm not focusing on, why are you doing this for? I mean, I was in my shop one day, and I was sitting there going, hey, you know, sometimes I'm not making any money today. And my guys and angels come to me and say, okay, why are you here? Why are you sitting in that chair? And I sit and think about it. So I want to sit down, and I want to do readings. I want to help people. And then they said, then focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like with the money that you're wanting, it's like the idea of focusing on the positive aspect. If I got that money, boy, what I could do for everybody around me. Or what I could do, even do the more you give that away to everybody, and even the point when you manifest things, people have, this is the hard part for people, is to sit there and go, okay, I'm focusing on it. And then you say, detach yourself from it. And they're going, whoa, okay, what? You said just focus on it. I can't focus on something unless I'm attached to it. What it's saying is you focus 15 minutes in the morning, like I told you, and then for the rest of the day, you sit around and be grateful for everything you got. That will definitely open doors. You're appreciative. But also, while you're focusing on everything and being grateful for everything, you're not focusing on that. You've detached yourself from the situation. You're opening up and say, okay, I'm letting down the resistance. Okay, universe, I'm ready. I'm open. So let me have it. You know, so... That's what I'm saying with the situation. It could go from September to the 1st of August. It could even happen in July. Because people sit there and go, well, you know, that's kind of crazy. It can't happen. No. We're not letting the world dictate our success. We're dictating our own success. So however you want it to be. The one thing with situations like this, it has a lot of people have a hard problem with is faith. Like I was talking to the lady before. Faith is basically, when I say think about the situation and tell yourself, I don't care. I don't care if I get this or I don't get this. What you're saying to the universe is, I am so sure about this, it's going to happen. It already has, and that's what I'm saying to you.
I guess I've been focusing more on my move than actually focusing on when that can happen. And actually, part of my thought process has been that I actually really don't even care if he gives that to me or not, as long as he doesn't hassle me. In my mind.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I got to go to the next caller, but
Alrighty.
What you need to do is just focus on what you want and forget everything else, because it's what you'll definitely get it, okay?
Alrighty. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. You have thank you for the call, and you have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Call me again, please. Let's see. We're going on to area code 870. You're on the air. Can I help? Can I help you? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't know. But go ahead. Let me have your did you call and ask some questions, or did you have an angel story for us?
Well, basically, got a story or whatever. You can do like a see what can you pick up for me or whatever. But I got a little short, brief story of an encounter with like an angel, something like that. Well, basically, I was working on a job maybe like 5 years ago, and I was cutting trees down, and I was in a certain area, and one of my friends, he cut a tree. He had started cutting the tree, and I was standing up there. You know, by the chainsaw being so loud, I couldn't hear them telling me to move, move, move. And like all of a sudden, I felt like something pushed me. He didn't push me. I felt something push me, but it did not feel like a human hand. It pushed me out the way. And once I moved out the way, I heard something say boom. And when I looked back, that big tree had fell like right behind me.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and my boss was like, man, don't you know you could have got killed? Did you hear us calling? I didn't hear y'all saying nothing. You know, he wasn't supposed to have been cut that tree in the area because I was standing up, but he was so you know, in a rush to get back home, so he just went on here and cut the last tree. And, yeah, that's what happened.
That's some crazy stuff there, huh?
Yeah,
we're getting kind of low on time. We only got like 8 minutes left in the show, but ask a question. We'll ask you a question, and I got to get off the air, I guess.
Basically, like career-wise, well, let's do relationship.
Okay, well, I get the impression with relationships, you're not in one right now. Is that
well,
right?
Well, yeah, I'm basically like in one. It's basically been like, you know, back and forth with my spouse.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let me ask you a question. Are you guys together now?
Yes, it's like I sent the roles and all that stuff to her today.
Gosh, you know, I'm just saying with the situation, if that's the case and you know, that you say that you are with her, I just don't understand why there's so much distance between you. I keep getting that she seems to be a person who is just, I don't know what, it's like she has a lot of stuff going on. It's definitely one of the things you need to sit down and talk to. Talk about the roses and the flowers and the presents are all good. It's almost like she wants to be heard, but some way she just doesn't know how to communicate it to you. And the impression I keep getting is, in this situation, I would get in connect with your angels as well to help you with this situation. The Archangel, I think I'm saying this right, it's Archangel Tremel. Tremel. It's actually a C. I'm trying to say this right. Kamel. I think it's what it is. It's an archangel of love. It's one of those things, God, I wish I had that book. I was sitting here thinking about that whole thing, and I was like, that's just the archangel. Basically, ask your angels and your archangel. Archangel Michael is good for this, too, to cut away a lot of ties that she still has with her from the past. That would help you out as much as to get started. And then you can work with other angels as you go along. But the idea, you just ask for help. As you're sitting there, standing right in front of her, just go, I need some help with this thing to communicate with her so she'll open up with me. And don't be surprised what happens. Because there's some things that she really wants to talk to you about, but she's not really sure how you're going to take them. So take it with very understanding. Open your heart to the situation and go, you know, whatever she says, look at the reason why she did it, not because she did it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying open yourself up to the situation and take it for what it is. Because if a person is opening up to you, which is basically releasing this, which is going to help your relationship, all right?
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your call, and keep in touch.
Okay, thanks.
All right, you have a good night. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, right now we have no callers coming in, so give us a call. We have 5 minutes. The number here is 646-721-4444. 646-721-9031. If I said that too fast, let me say that again. That's 646-721-9031. Like we also said, if you don't get on the air today, or you don't get in today, like I say, I do private readings, counseling, mediumship. I do talk to spirits. I don't talk to the dead. I talk to spirits. So give us a call. My private number is 937-838-6337. Give us a call. We'll work something out. My prices are not written in stone, but I do charge one flat price, and I don't have a time limit. So it's a really good situation. We can really take care of a lot of problems, situations, answer some questions, and get some solutions so we can get you back out the door, and therefore you can conquer and face your problems. We're really good at finding solutions anyway. Well, today the topic was angels, do they communicate through our dreams? Like I said before in the beginning of the part of the show, I say that they do. Definitely, I've had some dreams myself that were definitely pointing me out and telling, this is the way it is. I have a caller. Hold on for a minute. Let's go right to this caller. Caller 310. How you doing?
Fine. Just wanted to find out for your listeners, when do we get to hear from you? When can we tune into you again?
Well, we're going to tune in next Wednesday at 6 o'clock, or what we're trying to do is, I think we're going to extend the show, and we're going to do another sequel on angels, and we talked about angels and communication through dreams, and next week we're going to talk about angels and just communication through intuition, some people call it psychic abilities, and just people, we're just going to talk about a lot of encounters, because a lot of people out there have a tendency to communicate, or the angels communicate to them in different many ways. Or many different ways. So it's like one of those things, we're going to just extend the show and say angels and have a different...
On Wednesdays.
Wednesday. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. We're going to be broadcasting from sunny Circleville, Ohio. but what we're trying to do right now, for an upcoming show, we're actually in here in town, we actually have a haunted castle. And it's a bed and breakfast, and what we're going to try to do is we're actually in the mode right now of setting up where we can actually do a live show in there and give everybody a chance to experience our encounters as we go through the haunted castle, and maybe we'll pick up some things, and maybe as you guys call on in, maybe you'll pick up some things too. So it's one of those encounters. So we're talking about probably, it depends. Right now we're just waiting for the word. And then we're going to broadcast from there. So we're actually looking for different places to broadcast from, because we definitely want to open the spectrum here for ghosts and spirits. And we have a lot of places to go to. And if anybody out there has any anything they want to throw out there too, just let us have it and let us do it, okay? So we got to go. We have a minute left. I'm going to thank everybody. Thank you for everybody who called in. Appreciate it. Love it. We got to do this more often. I will be here every week, Wednesdays at 6. Psychic Journeyman, that's me. This is Psychic Journeyman Talk Show. And this is Blog Talk Radio. So tune in next week and have those questions ready, and we will definitely answer them for you. So thank you. I appreciate everybody and appreciate all your calls. And we will talk to you next week. So have a great week. Talk to you all later. Have a good night. Bye-bye now. What do you say? God bless. Because he does. That's why your angels are there. That's why your angels are there, because God blessed you. So tune in next week. I think I do. Wow.